News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Rishabh Pant unleashed a batting maelstrom to blast India to an incredible 3-wicket win in the fourth test decider on Tuesday, as Ajinkya Rahane's injury-ravaged tourists humbled Australia with a 2-1 series triumph. The pugnacious Pant timed his innings to perfection, ramping up the aggression in a stellar 89, as India stormed to a record 328-run chase at the Gabba and became the first team to beat the hosts at the Brisbane stronghold since the West Indies in 1988. With regular captain Virat Kohli savouring fatherhood back home, India mowed down 145 runs after tea on day 5 to claim a win for the ages when Pant smashed Josh Hazlewood to the long off fence with 18 balls to spare. "This is one of the biggest moments of my life now," the wicketkeeper batsman Pant said after being named man of the match. "It's been a dream series," he said. With 21 wickets, Australia paceman Pat Cummins was man of the series, yet Pant may have had a bigger claim. His brilliant fourth innings 97 in Sydney proved decisive as India saved the third test and set up one last push in Brisbane. There were nonetheless heroes galore in the Indian dressing room, though not a single first-choice bowler at the Gabba. There was two-test paceman Shardul Thakur and debutant all-rounder Washington Sundar, who grabbed 11 wickets between them, then combined for a courageous 123-run stand in India's first innings to drag them back from the brink. On Tuesday, there was three-test opener Shubman Gill contributing 91 after his senior partner Rohit Sharma fell for 7. Cheteshwar Pujara stitched it all together, soaking up 211 balls in his obdurate 56 and wearing about a dozen body blows from Australia's frustrated pacemen. India retained the Border Gavaskar Trophy 2 years after beating Australia in the 2018-19 series Down Under, and also shot to the top of the World Test Championship. The victory, however, was a far greater achievement, as the previous series Australia lacked their best batsmen in Steve Smith and David Warner due to a ball tampering scandal. The jubilant scenes at the Gabba were also a far cry from the Adelaide opener when India were bowled out for 36, their lowest ever test innings, in a 3-day thrashing. Yet they rallied superbly to win in Melbourne, and belief flooded after seeing off Australia in Sydney. Australia battled hard to claim late wickets in Brisbane. With India's tail shaky, hearts were in mouths after Josh Hazlewood removed Thakur for 2 with 3 runs left to score. Yet Pant had the presence of mind to sneak a single as Thakur's shot flew to Nathan Lyon at square leg, winning back the strike for his final coup de grace. Questions will be asked about Tim Payne's captaincy after the home side proved powerless to bowl India out on successive day 5 pitches. "Absolutely disappointed," said Payne, who was jeered by sections of the crowd at the post-match presentation. "It's been a bit of a trend that we were found wanting in the key moments and completely outplayed by a tough Indian side that fully deserves a win," he said. Rahane will be the toast of India, however, and now holds an unbeaten record of 4 wins in 5 tests. "It really means a lot to us. I don't know how to describe this victory. I'm just proud of all the boys," said Rahane. Credit to Pujara, the way he handled the pressure was magnificent, and Rishabh was brilliant in the end, he said. Even as uncertainty looms over their planned tractor rally on the Republic Day, farmer unions agitating against the new agri laws on Tuesday said their preparations are in full gear and authorities should facilitate the peaceful march instead of stopping it. After the Delhi police sought an injunction on the tractor rally, the Supreme Court on Monday said the decision on it has to be taken by the centre and the police, and the official permission is yet to be worked out. Protesting unions, which plan to hold the rally on the Outer Ring Road in Delhi on January 26, have begun holding tractor rallies at villages in Punjab to mobilize people for the parade, and said more farmers will be heading to the national capital in batches later this week. "There is a great enthusiasm among people in Punjab to become part of the tractor parade. Our batches will start moving towards Delhi from January 23, and 24, Bharatiya Kisan Union Ekta Ugrahan General Secretary Sukhdev Singh Kokrikalan said. Bharatiya Kisan Union Sidhupur President Jagjit Singh Dalewal said 20,000 to 25,000 tractors would come to Delhi from Punjab alone for the planned parade. "We want the government to give us permission for our rally. This is our country and it is our constitutional right to voice our needs and demands," said Amarjit Singh Rara, General Secretary, Diaba Kisan Committee. "We will march with our farmer union's flags and the national flag. So if they fight us, they will be fighting the Tiranga," he said. He added that instead of preventing the farmers from taking out the march, the centre and the police should provide a safe corridor for the rally. While the final plan for the rally is yet to be formulated, volunteers from among the protesters have been roped in to ensure discipline during the march, farmers said. "We met the police today to tell them that our rally will be completely non-violent, and they said they will scrutinize the route details and get back to us tomorrow. We also want to see what the government has to say tomorrow at the talks. We will then finalize the plan in 1 to 2 days," said Lakhbir Singh, All India Kisan Sabha State Vice President, Punjab. The tractor rally, protesters said, was happening because the government had failed to meet their demands in the last 2 months and would be a way to display the farmers' unity. "Our farmer union leaders have provided the government the roadmap of the parade in advance, so there shouldn't be any reason to not allow us. We have been protesting peacefully till now and our rally will also be non-violent. It is our constitutional right to be able to enter Delhi," said Kurlal Singh from Punjab's Tarntaran district. "Rehearsals for the rally are going on back home in our villages. The volunteers here are being told how to maintain decorum during the march," said Sukhjit Singh Sidhu, a protesting farmer from Patiala, who has been camping at the Delhi-Haryana border since November 26. "Lakhs of people will turn up here from Thursday after Guru Purab, Guru Gobind Singh's birth anniversary tomorrow," he said. The next round of talks with the government is scheduled for today. The talks have failed to yield any concrete result as the agitating unions have stuck to their main demand for repealing the agri laws, and the government has ruled out any such step. Union Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar on Monday hoped that protesting farmer unions will discuss alternatives other than the repeal of the laws in the 10th round of talks and appealed to them not to go ahead with their tractor rally. The BBC on Tuesday apologized for any offence caused and rectified what it termed as the mistaken use of an inaccurate map of India, which had the boundaries of Jammu and Kashmir entirely missing, triggering a formal letter of complaint by Labour Party MP Virendra Sharma. In a video broadcast about President-elect Joe Biden on BBC World Service entitled US Election 2020, What Do Countries Around the World Want from Joe Biden?, the graphic depicting the map of India was incompletely highlighted in red, with the Union Territories of Jammu and Kashmir missing. Sharma, who is also chair of the Indo-British All-Party Parliamentary Group, termed the action as deeply insulting in a letter addressed to the Director General of the British Broadcasting Corporation, Tim Davey, and called for an explanation of the editorial guidelines followed. "This map shows an incomplete India. It does not highlight Jammu and Kashmir, which is recognized as a core and integral part of India. To represent Jammu and Kashmir as anything less than Indian is deeply insulting to millions of Indians living here, in the UK and in India," read his letter issued on Monday. It called on the BBC to withdraw the graphic and republish with the correct geographical boundaries and also called for action to prevent this happening again. His letter followed a social media outpouring over the issue with members of the Indian diaspora demanding immediate action. The BBC responded with an apology and updated the online broadcast with the map of India reflecting the boundaries of Jammu and Kashmir in the standard format used by the news channel in the UK. "From London, we mistakenly published a map of India online which contained inaccuracies and is not the standard map used by BBC News. It has now been corrected. We apologize for any offense caused," a BBC spokesperson said. US Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell on Tuesday explicitly blamed President Donald Trump for the deadly riot at the Capitol, saying the mob was fed lies and that the president and others provoked those intent on overturning Democrat Joe Biden's election. Ahead of Trump's historic second impeachment trial, McConnell's remarks were his most severe and public rebuke of the outgoing president. The GOP leader is setting a tone as Republicans weigh whether to convict Trump on the impeachment charge that will soon be sent over from the House, incitement of insurrection. The mob was fed lies, McConnell said. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people, and they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like. The Republican leader vowed a safe and successful inauguration of Biden on Wednesday at the Capitol, where final preparations were underway amid heavy security. Trump's last full day in office on Tuesday was also the senator's first day back since the deadly Capitol siege and since the House voted to impeach him for his role in the riots, an unparalleled time of transition as the Senate prepares for the second impeachment trial in 2 years and presses ahead with the confirmation of Biden's cabinet. The Democrats, led by Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, will take charge of the Senate as they launch a trial to hold the defeated president responsible for the siege, while also quickly confirming Biden's cabinet. Making the case for Trump's conviction, Schumer said the Senate needs to set a precedent that the severest offense ever committed by a president would be met by the severest remedy provided by the Constitution, impeachment, and disbarment from future office. McConnell and Schumer conferred later on Tuesday about how to balance the trial with other business and how to organize the evenly divided chamber, a process that could slow all of the Senate's business and delay the impeachment proceedings. There were signs of an early impasse. McConnell expressed to Schumer his long-held view that the crucial, long-standing, and bipartisan Senate rules concerning the legislative filibuster remain intact, specifically during the power share for the next 2 years, according to spokesman Doug Andrus. Eliminating the Senate filibuster, a procedural move that requires a higher bar for legislation to pass, has been a priority for Democrats, who will now control the House, Senate, and the White House. But a spokesman for Schumer, Justin Goodman, said the Democratic leader expressed that the fairest, most reasonable, and easiest path forward was to adopt an agreement similar to a 2001 consensus between the parties, the last time the Senate was evenly divided, without extraneous changes from either side. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.